Doug Tengden, Worldwide Market Perspective, our own economist. One of the questions, Doug, before we get into the jobs report and the 0.25% rate hike by the Fed last week, this is a question that a lot of Americans might be thinking about as we get into February here. Are you better off today financially than you were 2 years ago? And a poll this morning says no. A lot of people do not feel they are better, even though Joe Biden is doing the economic happy dance at the end of the week. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Jack. And it's a balmy 28 degrees here in Hanover.
Yeah, that, you know, compared to what it was on Saturday morning, it is balmy.
Yeah, that's right. It's right, like a 50 degree change. My goodness. So, you know, when you ask me, I don't follow polls, but I do follow data. I'm kind of a data driven guy. And when you ask me, are you better off than you were 2 years ago? It really depends on who you are. If you're a stock market investor, you actually are better off by about 10% than you were 2 years ago. If you're a bond investor, no, you're not better off. You're actually worse off because obviously interest rates have risen. If you're looking for work, you're way better off. You know, unemployment at 3.5%. But if you're just, you know, holding down a job and paying for the groceries, you're worse off because obviously inflation has really picked up. So I went back to 1980 with the misery index. Remember that, Jack? The misery index? You had inflation and unemployment. And right now it looks about the same as it did 10 years ago in 2012. The misery index is right around 10%. And that's what it was in 2012, about right around 10%. And it was headed a lot lower as unemployment fell and inflation stayed low. Right now, unemployment is very low. And inflation is headed lower, so I would say things are looking better. I'm not, you know, doing the happy dance or anything, but I am saying it's looking better. And we've gone from expecting a hard landing to expecting a soft landing, and now the economists are talking about no landing. Like we're just keep going because that jobs report was stunning. It really was stunning. 500,000 jobs in a month when they expected to get 150,000. That was an amazing report.
All right. What else? Anything else catching your eye economically on this Monday morning?
Well, like I said, I was looking at the job report, and the jobs report had a lot of noise attached to it because the Bureau of Labor Statistics does a benchmark revision. But I just looked at what have jobs done over the last year, and they're up 3.3% from a year ago. 3.3% from a year ago, and the work week is increasing. So if you're looking for work or if you have a job, there's no problem finding work. The issue go ahead.
On that note, I talk about our own studio sponsor, GMI Studios. $35 an hour, they're paying for seasonal part-time work to get people to work for them. And, you know, I look at these other places, and the question has to be a little bit of, where have all the workers gone? Doug, I know some have retired early over the last few years and with stuff that happened around in and around the virus, if you will, and policies. But where are the workers? Where are the young people? Where are the workers?
Well, yeah, a lot of people, like you said, have retired. A lot of people sort of were living off their COVID savings. But that was another aspect of the job report that was kind of in the weeds.
They weren't living off COVID savings. They were living off COVID stimulus beyond the savings, my humble opinion. But go ahead.
That's fine, yes. And One of the smaller aspects of this report, or it was a large aspect, was that the workforce increased by almost a million, by 850,000 workers. So the workforce increased more than the jobs we put in, but it still was an astounding number. So we are pulling – the higher wages are pulling people back into the workforce, driven by these higher prices that are eating up their stimulus checks, whatever it is. So I'm relatively optimistic that we're going to get through this, and you know, the issue is what happens to inflation, and does inflation move down as fast as people expect? I don't think so. I think we kind of get stuck at around a 3%, 3.5% inflation, and we have a 5.5% overnight rates, and we sit there with 6.5% or 7% mortgages. That's where we're going to settle out here, and I think that's if the economy can handle it, that's not necessarily a bad place. Nassim Taleb said, gravity has come back into the financial system. We want a healthy financial system, not one that's dependent upon stimulus and low interest rates and you know, quantitative easing.
All right, Doug Tanney, Worldwide Market Perspective. Enjoy your Monday. Thank you, Doug. Catch you next week.
Jack, have a great week.